Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
So glad you've joined us on Open House this Sunday night. Time now to look at the latest on offer at the movies. Our resident movie guru, Ben McKechin, joins us with a look at a pretty mixed bag of movies tonight. Ben, hi.
Lee Hatcher, the least I could do is provide a mixed bag.
That's right. Just make sure there's some licorice all sorts in there. Hollywood loves...
Really?
Yeah.
I eat around those. You can have mine.
Okay, you're on. Hollywood loves a good sport movie, and here's another one. But the premise for this one is a true story. It's Moneyball, a baseball movie starring Brad Pitt.
Yeah, it's taken a while for this film to get here. It's gone through a number of directors along the way, including Steven Soderbergh, that Brad Pitt worked with previously on the Ocean's 11 movies. It is a much different kettle of fish to those films. You're right, based on a true story of an American pro baseball coach or team manager, a guy called Billy Bean, which actually sounds like it's a made-up name, but it's the guy's real name.
Yep.
That's the character Brad Pitt's playing. And this guy was looking after the Oakland Athletics team, and they weren't the richest team in the league, but Billy Bean and a young statistician that he employed, they went about trying to revolutionize baseball by... Like the statistics regime they're putting in place was trying to get a full of players that complemented each other's weaknesses, as opposed to paying big money for the big stars, and then there's a massive gap between the big stars and those at the bottom of the rung.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just sort of making up numbers almost with some of the other players at the bottom. So yeah. What they really set out to do was effectively change the way baseball teams were put together.
Okay.
Which might sound really, really boring to a lot of listeners, and even me as well. I'm not a baseball guy. And, you know, we're in a country where no one really knows anything about baseball. But
there are some, but...
That's right.
Yes.
But like many, many great sports movies, you don't have to be into the sport to get into the film.
No.
Brad Pitt, for me, was the main thing. He's a star, that guy. As everyone would know, fantastic performance. But the behind-the-scenes action in this film... much better than what happens on field.
So is it the
usual get to the games? Not so much.
Sorry, is it the usual story where the big game at the end the underdog wins?
Yeah, look, without giving too much away.
They do
finally get to that big game, which is a bit of a letdown actually, because I was really enjoying what was going on off field, just watching the machinations of professional sport and watching someone effectively try to revolutionise the way something's been going on. What I found really interesting though, there are a couple of things in the film that stood out. Such as Billy Bean, at least as the film would suggest, was a guy who seemingly didn't tell people exactly what he was doing. He just tried to go ahead and do it. And I think it's a pretty good lesson for anyone watching this film about how to manage people effectively, which is if you've got an amazing idea, you might want to tell people about it.
Yes.
As opposed to just trying to bring it in. But what I really liked about it from a Christian standpoint is that it kind of reminded me of like Romans 12 that talks about all of us being, all Christians being members of the body of Christ.
Yep.
And how there's such a variety in the body, but we all can't be the same thing. So we all can't be an eye or an ear, or in this case, we all can't be a batter or a pitcher.
Yep.
But like Moneyball is getting to, is that you need all these complementary parts. So from a theological standpoint, I found it quite interesting that this guy was trying to make a system, which is what we're told off, what we're told in Romans, which is great as far as you don't have to be a superstar, but you're a powerful member of this body.
Yep. It makes sense.
Yeah, it sure does.
Yeah. Next movie. Sounds a bit strange, but apparently it's a good one. Our Idiot Brother. Who's in this?
Yeah, and look, this mainly talking about this for your producer, Robin, who I found out during the week is a massive fan of Paul Rudd, an American comedian who's up until now been largely a support player in movies like The 40-Year-Old Virgin and Anchorman and a bunch of other bromances, including I Love You, Man, which he was the lead in that one.
I think she's seen them all.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be watching these every week.
Yeah.
Look, I quite like his stuff, Paul Rudd. I think he's great. He does deserve a lead role. And as opposed to what the title would suggest, Our Idiot Brother isn't like a lot of the moron comedies that he's been in before.
Mm-hmm.
And I think actually the film does it a disservice. I think a lot of people will be avoiding seeing Our Idiot Brother, thinking it's just going to be a whole bunch of body function jokes and guys calling each other dude and all this sort of thing.
Yep.
But it isn't. And in short, it's about him as the titular idiot brother. But as you go along through the film, you realize he's not so much of an idiot. It's all these preconceptions people have about him,
okay,
including his sisters, who are played by a trio of actresses, Emily Mortimer, Zooey Deschanel, Elizabeth Banks. And across the film, it's a bit like a Woody Allen movie meets a bromance, and it's focusing on this guy as a catalyst for a lot of sibling relationship rivalries, issues, fighting, and also making up.
You seem to like it.
I did. Not as much as I wanted to. I think Paul Rudd deserves a bit stronger material. I think the idea is really good, particularly the preconception idea. And it's a great one, especially if you're thinking of, I think, especially in Christian circles, a lot of people presume to know where people are at with God, for example. And this film is a really good reminder of that. We don't know everything about people that we think we do.
Okay.
And our idiot brother is definitely going on, don't have preconceptions, because they're probably going to be knocked out of the water. And for me, as a Christian, we're talking to people about God and all these sort of issues. It's a helpful reminder, our idiot brother, to not think you're safe and presuming where people are at.
Don't assume.
As a reminder of preconceptions, exactly right, don't presume.
Okay. And look beyond the title as well. Final movie, Australian, Burning Man. What's this one about, Ben?
Yeah, this is a strange one. It stars an English actor called Matthew Good. He's playing a British chef who works in Bondi. And for the first half hour or so, it can be very hard to understand what's going on. You keep seeing all these fragments of this guy's life, and they're not adding up to very much apart from he seems to be out of control. He's a very arrogant, pushy, just not a nice bloke to be around. There's actually, and by way of warning to many listeners, there's quite a bit of sex in the film as well. It's quite frank.
Yeah.
There's a fair bit of nudity going on. But about half an hour into the film, you get to find out why he's doing what he's doing. And then I'm trying not to give much away because it's better to not know a lot about it.
Yes.
But what Burning Man boils down to is you're watching a guy deal with an event in his life, and because it jumps all over the place, you actually end up seeing what happened before the event and what happened afterwards. So it's a good, strong character study. There's a bunch of Australian actresses in this, like Rachel Griffiths turns up, and Essie Davis, and a lot of other faces you would have seen on TV. It's a strong drama. I thought once you find out what goes on, it gets a little bit weaker, can't quite sustain itself. But another great, this has been a good week, I think, for movies that, as a Christian, remind me of people in the Bible or issues that are brought to bear from the Bible that you can really reflect on. And this film, Burning Man, as it looks at this man deal with tragedy and some of the slings and arrows that life can throw at you, it's one of those movies that reminds you of the way people can behave is the most important thing. So you think about someone like Job in the Old Testament.
Yes.
And what happened to Job and how that man responded to that, particularly in his relationship with God, is such an amazing role model for people, as opposed to this guy in Burning Man. This chef in Burning Man, he pretty much goes about it all the wrong way. So if you want to see a bloke out of control, but really you want to engage with someone, work out the reasons why, I think Burning Man does pull you in the longer it goes along. And if you last the first half hour and don't hate this guy with a passion, I think you can really build some sympathy for him and understand, even if you don't agree with it, you can understand where he's coming from.
Ben McKicken, thanks as always.
That's all right, mate. Have a great week.
Same to you, pal.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.